It's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. They are encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. Normally joined on Tuesdays by Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, but she is out of town this week, which means I'm joined in the studio by Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes. Matt, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me, Brighton.
We've got a good bit to talk about here on the state level. In terms of vaccines, some big news for North Carolina as we progress to the remaining folks in Group 4 beginning tomorrow with their vaccine eligibility. It's a pretty big chunk of people. And then just a week after that, North Carolina going to be kicking into Group 5. What have you, Matt, been hearing from people in the Hillsborough community who have either gotten the vaccine or those who are kind of waiting to get it still?
I'm hearing that a lot of people are excited if they haven't gotten the vaccine to get the vaccine. I think a lot of people are really looking forward to returning to a sense of normalcy, being able to go see grandma, being able to see friends, getting together, seeing live music, really kind of returning to the small things that to a lot of people made life worthwhile. And as people get more shots in arms, I think, you know, folks are going to be looking towards further reopening. We'll be moving to basically everyone over 16 being eligible on April 7th. And that tracks in line with what President Biden wants, which is most people be eligible within the next few weeks to receive the vaccine.
And it's a big deal in terms of the amount that North Carolina is getting to be able to say with confidence that we'll move to that. It's also been relatively smooth in terms of the rollout locally and what we're hearing on the state level in places, too. We had a bit of a rocky start, but with the supply now being pretty steady from the federal government and everything being indicated from President Biden and other health leaders that this supply is going to continue, it does look like, indeed, when people sign up, they will be able to get a time pretty quickly, which is just kind of different from how it was. If people still have in their mind that you know, that supply is short or anything along those lines, that has changed a little bit. And it also, you know, it'll be interesting to see as we go to bigger groups what it looks like. But as you said, people do seem to be interested in getting it in our community. And
absolutely.
And there's a spot to. Yeah.
And I think people are also looking at the various places they can sign up for a vaccine, whether that's with the Orange County Health Department, UNC, Duke, other health departments in neighboring counties. I know people have been putting out the word when there's surplus vaccine, because there, once you take that vaccine out of its cold storage, it definitely has a shelf life. And I know there are retailers that are putting people on lists to be called, whether or not they're in that group, just so they don't have to waste a vaccine. And I know a lot of people have hangups about, you know, should I, you know, do that? Should I get a vaccine even though someone's going to be throwing it out because someone else could be getting it? But that's the reason they're throwing it out, is that someone has not received that vaccine yet, and then it expires and they have to discard it. So I think a lot of people are being very proactive in figuring out where they can go. As soon as I became eligible that day, I looked it up. I had an appointment the next day. Yes, I had to drive a little ways to get there, but you know, I did get my vaccine, and I'll get my next one next Monday.
Same here. How about that? Yeah, pretty. Was your experience as smooth as mine was?
In terms of receiving the vaccine?
Yeah,
yeah. It was pretty, you know, I walked in, I thought I'd be there a long time, that there'd be a long line, but, you know, I got mine through UNC Healthcare. I went to Smithfield. And honestly, I spent more time driving there and back than I did, you know, arriving, checking in, getting the vaccine, doing the 15-minute wait to make sure I didn't have a reaction, and then I was on my way. So I actually spent more time driving there and back, but that was also the closest facility that had the vaccine. And like I said, I really wanted to go ahead and get it as soon as I could.
That has definitely been something that we've been talking with county leaders about too, is don't be afraid to look into other communities to do it. The pandemic doesn't necessarily follow geography lines.
And does not respect county lines.
Exactly, exactly. And neither should folks who are looking to go get that vaccine. But again, it will open up to the rest of Group 4 beginning tomorrow. We'll be talking about that a lot more right here on 97.9 The Hill. And we're speaking with Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes, who's filling in for Mayor Jen Weaver on this edition of Conversations with the Mayors. Matt, no board meeting with the town board this week, but they did do, you guys did do kind of a double duty last week during your work session.
We did.
In addition to going over a couple of different items, you also had a mini retreat to discuss the town budget now that we're getting into the season. How did that go? What are some key elements that the town is examining so far this year?
I think we came away from the two presentations as part of the budget retreat with a real appreciation for what the staff does for us and for the town of Hillsborough. For folks who don't know, we have a town employee force of about 100 that just provides so many services. Of course, you've got the visible services or the services everyone uses every day, such as utilities, which includes, you know, water and wastewater treatment. And then also, you know, the fire services that we provide, the police services that we provide. But staff compiled a list of all of the services that we provide as a town. And though we are a small town, we provide so many more services for the amount of employees that we have than other small towns about our size. I mean, it's a fairly robust operation. We do, we're very lean. We don't have a lot of bloat in our budget, but we do believe in going the extra mile for our residents. And so that's very refreshing and exciting because there is generally a high degree of satisfaction with the services our town provides. But at the same time, you just get a better appreciation for really the work that our staff does, having really the most finite resource, which is time. And they do a lot with their time. So we really walked away with having a great appreciation, but then also, you know, more of an understanding of the true needs of our utilities department. Our wastewater and water treatment operations are paid out of the enterprise fund, which by law has to be a self-operating fund. So we cannot put tax dollars in it. To offset things like water rates or whatnot, has to be fully funded through a collection of utility bills. But, you know, we're not anywhere close to the capacity that we really have. We're well below that currently. We use about $3 million gallons of water each day in the system. So we're 80% below capacity and even further below our permitted capacity, which is good. But we still have a lot of improvements that we need to make to the system. And so we heard from our staff on that, including, I believe it was, to do some of the modeling and whatnot we need to do, it would cost us $80,000, and then other improvements could be $400,000. But then having on tap, no pun intended, future upgrades for really the next half century,
sure,
that might cost up to $25 million. So we're really taking care of what we've got, and our most precious commodity is that water system. And so the modeling that we might be putting into the budget or might be recommended into the budget will help us figure out, you know, if there's an outage, if there's a water main break, if there is the water treatment facility going down, you know, how much water do we have? How can we redirect it? How can we build in redundancy? And again, I think that's the type of thinking that you don't typically see in a small town.
Sure. But you guys kind of have had to not that long ago when we had a drought situation and all that stuff. But again, with the reservoir expansions too, that also goes into help a lot of the water systems in place.
Absolutely. And it's kind of hard in a year like this where we've received so much rain so far to think about droughts. But that's really when you need to be thinking about making the improvements, having those redundancies, being able to continue to provide water and all the things that are required to have water service in order to just open the door to various businesses like restaurants and whatnot. So it's a very important commodity and the one that we really worry about the most sometimes because of the growth in town.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes, hillsboroughnc.gov, the website to go to for more information on that work session and that discussion. Also on that website, the town just launched a brand new webpage for the comprehensive sustainability plan it is working to create. And this idea for the plan goes back a few years when the board passed a resolution aiming to transition the local government in the next few decades to running operations on cleaner energy options. Matt, can you explain a little bit why this is an important issue to the town as they are working to begin gathering some input and trying to figure out what their strategies are going to be to put this comprehensive sustainability plan in place?
I think it's a recognition that everything that we do in our community really all ties back in some way to environmental impact and who is impacted the most. So whether you're talking about stewardship or resiliency or even racial justice, you know, that all falls back to what is it that we're doing and how are we thinking about how we're going to grow and thrive as a community, especially as we see more and more disruptions because of climate. And so opening this up in a more comprehensive way to get the community's feedback on how we should be prioritizing what, you know, the next few decades of Hillsborough is going to look like, I think is very important. And realizing that everything can kind of tie back to sustainability, environmental sustainability, whether it's, you know, tourism, jobs, energy, infrastructure, the public services that we offer, the social and cultural resources that we offer as a town, and also our built environment, both how can we mitigate climate change in the future, but then also what is it that we have currently that you know, impedes various things, how much impervious surface we have, for example.
Sure.
And so I really think that the looking at this comprehensively is really good, and I don't think there's a lot of towns doing it and not a lot of small towns doing it. So I'm really happy about getting that process kicked off.
It is definitely something that I think a lot of community members will be looking forward to providing some input to. Once again, HillsboroughNC.gov now has a page that has some details on the schedule and how the community will be able to provide their input. We're speaking with Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes, and Matt, we've got to begin to wrap up the conversation. Anything going on around the community or even around the state that you want to let folks know about?
Well, you know, last week we had our first try at Last Fridays. Of course, it was a lot different than folks have normally been accustomed to. But I believe people really enjoyed, you know, having some live music, socially distanced, reduced crowds, that kind of thing all over town, and having opportunities to interact. The other thing is I'm really excited that we're continuing to really talk about trains in Hillsborough. That's really exciting. I'm a big proponent of having a rail station in Hillsborough. And so we gave some feedback to staff last week about what we would like to see in terms of size and scope of that building so that they can begin the design phase, because there was two options really. Do we go with a 10,000 square foot building or a 7,000 square foot building? And it's just easier and cheaper to design one rather than design two, and then figuring out which one to go with. So I'm excited. We did move forward with that 7,000 square foot recommendation to staff, but I'm really excited to put Hillsborough back on the train map.
Jen and I talked about this a little bit, and anytime that it does come up in local government discussion, I enjoy talking about it too, because it's a big project. Train rail has been something that I think the community has been interested in a while, and the light rail obviously here was a topic of conversation for many years. Different kind of rail project.
Different kind of rail.
But an exciting opportunity, as you said, to put Hillsborough back on the map and to provide just a new place for some interesting town services, too. It really kind of opens up the board, not just in that region of the town, but also, you know, what the town can use it for.
There's tourism impacts. There's open space or community space, rather, impacts. There's connecting us. I mean, if you think about the lines that Hillsborough would be connected to, it would literally run all the way to the south, way south of us, all the way to New York. And so that would be really awesome. And, you know, I will say, I think the only person who loves trains more than I do is President Biden. So I would be very excited to have the ability to, you know, hop on a train, save the carbon, and go to downtown Raleigh or downtown Durham with their accessible train stations and, you know, spend a day and come back. I've done that several times to Charlotte, and it's really a great train ride.
Well, you can learn more about that project and everything else we were talking about by going to HillsboroughNC.gov. And Commissioner Matt Hughes, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.